Joining me in the studio now is Newt Bueller. He's on his run for governor and running through the state, visiting Florence today. How are things going on the trail?
Great. Running through the driving through the state driving a little bit the last few days. Yeah.
I saw the big bus this morning. I said, oh, yeah, he's coming to see me this afternoon.
Yeah, we want to make sure people notice when we're in town. No, it's been a great experience. We started up in Astoria and have been going down the coast and heading over to Roseburg, my hometown, this afternoon, and then back up I-5 to the campaign headquarters by Monday evening. So about nine counties in a short period of time. So
that's great. Yeah. Definitely working it, aren't you?
Absolutely. It's good to meet people from all walks of life. My dad was a proud Navy guy and a butcher, and from the time I was a little kid, he always wanted me to listen to learn from people. He always stressed that, to talk to people, and he thought you could learn something important from everybody. So I've really taken that to heart and have been traveling the state the last 6 months, actually, all through the summer, talking to people all over Oregon.
So we've got a lot going on in Oregon and a lot of things that are on people's minds. I know education is on people's minds. I know taxes are on people's minds. I know the fact that, I-5 and 101, a corridor for human trafficking, sometimes they believe that's happening along here. How does your experience as a physician attribute or mold your philosophy on where you want to take the state?
Yeah. I approach, solving problems in lawmaking like I've been trained as a physician, as a scientist, meaning I don't ask if people are a Republican or a Democrat or an independent. I ask them, what's your problem? And I gather the data. I talk to other people, and then I roll up my sleeves and fix the problem. And that's my reputation in the legislature, for me, in that independent-minded person who is really looking at creating bipartisan solutions to problems. And look, we have some big problems in this state, and you mentioned a few of them. One of the worst education systems in the entire nation. We have a growing homeless crisis. We're not taking care of vulnerable foster kids. It goes on and on and on, and we need a governor who's going to lead and solve some of these big pressing problems.
Now, how do you work to solve something, say, like education, that is as much a change in the culture as it is a change in the household, as far as, where people are or how people are learning, how kids are learning, how kids are kind of left behind even in the home, single-parent families, et cetera, abuse situations. Yeah. How do you start fixing that education problem?
Really insightful question, because it is a cultural change in Oregon. Unfortunately, we need to rescue our kids, our teachers, our public schools from a classroom funding crisis, a graduation crisis, one of the shortest school years in the entire nation. And I believe that it's the single biggest failure of Governor Brown has been her indifference to fixing our public schools. And that tone, that culture, starts at the top. It takes leadership to reset what is possible in Oregon schools. And I have a vision and a goal to turn Oregon schools around from the bottom five in the nation to the top five in 5 years. And admittedly, that's an ambitious goal, but I strongly believe achievable, and something is particularly important to me. I'm a kid who grew up in Roseburg, went to Roseburg Public Schools, and those schools were really my elevator to success. And my concern right now is too many kids in Oregon don't have that kind of opportunity, and I want to provide it once again for Oregon kids.
Now, what about the idea of, as we've gone through the decades, we've learned so much more about how kids learn and how they gather their educational experience and how that molds their life. Like, not all kids learn the same, I guess is what I'm saying. How can we work within the public school system to help those kids who may be just as smart as the ones who are getting A's and B's but don't learn the same way?
Yeah, we need individualized instruction. Way too long, you're absolutely right. We've tried to fix people in a one-fit-nobody model that's based on not how you learn or your economic status or who your parents are, but rather you're fit into a school based on your zip code, which has no relationship to actually how you best can take information and process it and assimilate it. And so I want to have more choice. I want to have kids be able to go to schools that interest them, that stimulate them, and we need more career and technical education in our schools. We all know those kids, and we are going to high school that would have tolerated staying in school, tolerated the English and math class if they knew they had auto body repair at the end of the day. And we've underinvested in that for way too long. We need to get it back. And unfortunately, Governor Brown's cut it. You know, the people of Oregon were wise when they passed ballot measure 98 2 years ago, which provided a lot more funding to career and technical education. And what did Governor Brown do? She cut it 43%. You know, that's just unwise, and that doesn't show good leadership.
And there's men and women out there who, as welders, are making 2, 3, 4 times what I make. So, you know, I mean, those technical jobs, those skill jobs are very important and highly sought after.
Yeah, so, yeah. Travel all over the state, and what I hear from employers from town to town to town is there's a lot of good paying jobs that are going unfilled. Welders, electricians, truck drivers, you know, these are jobs that are going to be paying $60,000-$70,000 to a young person.
Just
to start with benefits. And on top of that, no school loan debts, right?
Yeah, really. Yeah,
that's a great career to start into.
So what about healthcare? I mean, obviously, you know, healthcare is on everybody's mind, and we can't always trust the federal government to help us with our healthcare needs. So what can we do in the state of Oregon different than what we're doing now?
Well, unfortunately, under Governor Brown, we used to be a leader in Oregon. We were looked to from all across the country in with regards to our innovation, the way that we are providing Medicaid services specifically back in the 90s. It was really groundbreaking, transforming. And it used to be bipartisan approach. Both Republicans and Democrats were working on it. Unfortunately, now under Governor Brown, it's become very partisan. That innovation has become high-centered. It's not progressing as designed, and the costs are just going up and up and up without adequate cost control. You know, look, as a doctor and being from the healthcare sector, I understand that situation, and we need to really bring back the innovation. And I want more healthcare for everyone, but I also want it to be less expensive in actually producing better health, and that's not something we've been seeing recently.
How do you see your approach to, say, we wake up November 7th and Newt Bueller is now the pending governor of Oregon? How do you see working with that partisan group and making this a bipartisan effort going forward?
Yeah. Well, I have I've experienced doing that, being in the legislature the last 4 years. I've been a Republican in the minority position, being a freshman and a sophomore. And despite not having any real hard power in that position, I've been able to pass groundbreaking legislation. For example, I wrote and passed a bill to protect public whistleblowers as a result of the Kitzhaber affair. Public employees, courageous public employees who called out fraud, abuse, and corruption, they weren't adequately protected. They are now because of a law that I helped write and get passed with broad bipartisan support. And I've also passed 3 bills dealing with the opioid crisis in Oregon with broad bipartisan support, both Republicans and Democrats. So I've learned those skills of how to bring together both parties to produce real meaningful legislation. And I would continue to do that as governor. But of course, as governor, you also have some hard power. You have some ability to really influence behavior. For example, you have a line item veto authority that can't be overturned without a 2/3 vote of both the House and Senate. So combining that kind of hard power with the soft power skills I've learned in the past, I'm confident we can craft good bipartisan solutions for some of these big pressing problems in Oregon.
All right, last thing, because I know you got to run. Measure 105, you know, where do you see us on that?
Yeah, look, there's a lot of confusion in our immigration policy right now, and it's really because a fault of both parties at the federal level that they haven't solved it. And unfortunately, then those decisions come in and create a very confusing atmosphere in Oregon. And as governor, I'll make sure I add clarity to where there is confusion right now, no matter what happens with Measure 105. And we need to make sure, first, that we have absolutely no racial profiling, and second thing, we need need to make sure that no matter if you're a citizen or here undocumented, you feel safe and secure approaching a local law enforcement. And then importantly, if you've been convicted or charged with a serious crime, there is going to be communication with local law enforcement and federal immigration authorities. And I think that kind of approach adds clarity to where there's confusion and keeps everyone safe, no matter if you're here as a citizen or undocumented.
And I think that's the way it should be. You know, if you're committing a crime, then you need to be held to every possible law that, you know, goes under that crime.
Yeah.
You know, whether you're an undocumented alien or whether you're a regular citizen. So. Newt Buehler, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for coming in. Good luck.
You're
about a week away now to finding out how it's going.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it?
Oh, really good. And I think people have a stark choice in this election, to be quite frank, a choice between a status quo governor who's failed to lead on solving many of these big pressing problems versus me, who has a reputation and a track record of leading with an open mind, a caring heart, and a thoughtful voice that will put together solutions that have been all too long in coming for Oregon, and importantly, bring the change that we clearly need.
All right. Don't forget us on November 7th.
All right.
Day afterwards.
Got it on the calendar.
All right. Take
care.
All right.
Thanks a lot.